Welcome to episode 821 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the spiritual landscape, painted by the Bible, the themes of judgment and hope hold a significant place, especially in the prophetic teachings of Jeremiah and Jesus. These themes, while sobering, are also interwoven with a profound sense of hope and the promise of restoration. Let us explore the apocalyptic visions of judgment and the ensuing promises of hope as articulated by both Jeremiah and Jesus, offering insights into how these themes are as relevant today as they were in biblical times. Jeremiah, often referred to as the weeping prophet, delivered messages during a tumultuous period in Judah's history. His prophetic pronouncements, laden with the theme of impending judgment, were a response to the people's persistent idolatry and social injustices. Jeremiah's messages often depicted severe consequences for Judah's unfaithfulness. In both Jeremiah 2 and 4, he spoke of the land being devoured and desolate, a picture of divine judgment on a nation that had turned away from God. The prophet's words were not just metaphorical. They were fulfilled in the brutal Babylonian invasion and the subsequent exile. At the core of Jeremiah's message of judgment was a call to repentance. The judgment was not capricious, but a direct response to the moral and spiritual decay that had permeated Judah. Jeremiah's lament over Jerusalem's fall revealed his deep sorrow over the sin of his people and the resulting divine action. Despite the harshness of his judgments, Jeremiah's prophetic statements were also marked by a profound sense of hope. Jeremiah spoke of a time of restoration and renewal. Jeremiah 30 verse 3.
For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall take possession of it.
The verse begins with a powerful declaration of hope. Despite the current bleak circumstances faced by Israel and Judah, God promises a future of restoration. Their fortunes will be revived, and their land will be returned to them. The restoration is not a result of human efforts, but an act of God's grace. "I will restore" emphasizes God's active role in bringing about this change. Jeremiah 33 verses 6 to 8.
Behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel and rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me.
God is sovereign over every person and power on earth. In the Old Testament, heathen nations rose up and exacted judgment on the people of God, but, ultimately, God was in control. Babylon dominated the scene in Jeremiah's day, but this world superpower was a prime enemy of God, and, therefore, the Lord pronounced his judgment upon them. Once God was finished using Babylon for his purpose, he would come against the proud empire to punish and destroy her. Jeremiah 51 verse 56.
Because the plunderer comes against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for the Lord is the God of recompense, he will surely repay.
The Hebrew noun translated as recompense here means a reward or punishment, whether tangible or intangible, based upon what someone deserves. Because of their sins, God allowed his chosen people to be taken captive in Babylon. But when they had humbled themselves and repented, they would return to Jerusalem and renew their covenant relationship with the Lord. The scattered children of Israel would be gathered back to their homeland. The Lord would forgive their sins and restore his blessings. Perhaps the most significant element of hope in Jeremiah's teachings is the promise of a new covenant, which we explored earlier. This covenant was to be different. It was to be written on the hearts of the people, symbolizing a more intimate and personal relationship with God. Centuries later, Jesus echoed and expanded upon these themes in his own teachings. In the Gospels, Jesus often spoke about the coming judgment. He used parables and direct teachings to warn about the consequences of unbelief and moral failure. Like Jeremiah, Jesus' message of judgment was tied to a call for repentance and spiritual awakening. Jesus' teachings about the kingdom of God brought a new understanding of Jeremiah's prophetic messages. He spoke of a kingdom, not of this world, one that is realized both in the present and in the future. Luke 17 verses 20 to 21, being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." His teachings highlighted a kingdom based on principles of love, justice, and mercy. The echoes of Jeremiah and Jesus' apocalyptic vision still reverberate in our contemporary world. We, too, stand at a crossroads, grappling with societal woes, environmental degradation, and a pervasive sense of uncertainty. In this context, their messages hold profound meaning for our daily lives. Like Jeremiah, we must recognize the consequences of our actions, both individually and collectively. Ignoring injustice, perpetuating inequality, and neglecting our responsibility towards creation will inevitably lead to a reckoning, a call to confront the consequences of our choices. Like Jesus, we must cling to the unwavering promise of God's redemptive work. Even amidst darkness and despair, the possibility of new beginnings, of justice restored, and love triumphant, remains a tangible reality. The ultimate goal is not merely escaping judgment, but actively participating in the transformative work of God. Jeremiah's call for a new covenant echoes within us, urging us to cultivate righteous hearts and commit to building a world aligned with God's vision of justice and compassion. How, then, do we live in light of these teachings about judgment and hope? 1. By embracing repentance. The call to repentance is as relevant today as it was in the times of Jeremiah and Jesus. It involves a heartfelt turning away from sin and turning toward God, seeking his ways above our own. 2. By cultivating hope. In a world often marred by pain and despair, the messages of hope from Jeremiah and Jesus are beacons of light. We are reminded that in God, there is always the promise of restoration and renewal. 3. By being agents of God's kingdom. As followers of Christ, we are called to live out the values of the kingdom of God, here and now. This means actively working towards justice, peace, and love in our communities and the world. It is through this lens of transformation that we can truly embrace the paradoxes of judgment and hope. Both Jeremiah and Jesus, though separated by centuries, urge us to see the end times not as a terrifying finale, but as a catalyst for spiritual awakening and active transformation. The teachings of Jeremiah and Jesus on judgment and hope challenge us to examine our lives, to embrace repentance, and to live in the light of God's promised restoration. They remind us that while we may face trials and tribulations, the hope of God's faithful love and the promise of his kingdom are always present. Let these teachings inspire us to live each day with a sense of purpose and hope, rooted in the transformative power of God's love. Father, in the midst of a world often clouded by uncertainty and pain, let us hold fast to the messages of judgment and hope, as taught by Jeremiah and Jesus. Guide us in our journey of repentance, and help us to be bearers of your hope, living out the principles of your kingdom with every step we take. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.